all kinds of stuff. I give her my stuff. She goes through them. Dan Fairley, who's on our staff, helps me with flow of content, and he really helps me. Editors are, to me, a writer's best friend, especially if they know your heart. If you can find an editor who really knows your heart, then they are your best friend, because they bring gold out of you. They don't kill what you have. They really bring the best to the surface. And I'll tell you, my first book, When Heaven Invades Earth, I sent it to a friend of mine for an endorsement, actually. And he sent it back to me, marked up with red all over the book, all over the book. And I looked at this and I thought, this is awesome. I mean, I got so excited. I said, look at this. He's helping me. So I started going through. I sat down with Dan. We went through and he would say, like, from this paragraph to this paragraph is a huge leap in logic. There's no connection there. Obviously, when you're writing, there's a connection. But there was, because you, right? I mean, you see the connection. I mean, let's be honest. You can leave entire phrases out, but when you reread it, you reread it with a phrase in there. I mean, this is the craziest thing. How does that work? And so I started going through, and the book was just better because he did what he did. And I saw him several months later. He said, man, I sure hope I didn't hurt you or offend you by that. I said, are you kidding? That was worth $1 million to me. I don't know what I'm doing. I need smart people around me. And I need, you know, I know I have insights. I want to throw it into the mix and help have people that can help me. And so these people started rallying around. But I had this desire to write. Just my personal story, just so you know, I had two unusual experiences. How many of you know who Dick Mills is? Anybody know who Dick Mills is? Dick Mills is, goodness, he's up in years now. He's an amazing prophet. And he came along at a time where at least the church in the United States had completely rejected prophets. I'm sure, I mean, there were churches that didn't, but as a whole. And Dick Mills memorized 7,700 promises in the Bible in various translations. And so when he had prophesied to people, all he would do is quote scripture. Well, it's real tough to argue against scripture. So it's like God was sneaking the prophet through the back door. Since we closed the front door, we forgot to close the back door. And he snuck the prophet back in. So anyway, Dick's been a good friend of this house and a great friend of our personal family. And he was down in Chico, which is a ways away from here, hour and 15, 20 minutes away. And Benny and I and the kids went down to spend a day. He was speaking down there. We wanted to go down and hang out. And I had had all these desires to write that have been coming up inside of me. But to be honest with you, I felt...